We've had a couple good ones today as Bartlesville is rounding out its regular season in a doubleheader against Bixby and Moore. Bruins beat the Moore Lions 4-2 earlier, and this game is tied at 2 at the top of the 7th. Hunter Stoop still on the mound for Bartlesville, facing the visiting Bixby Spartans. He's got 8-9-1 in that Spartan order. First pitch from Stoops to Jeremy Goodwin is taken inside, ball one. Hunter's gone 2 2/3 after he came on in relief of Taylor Cobb. Struck out 2, walked 2. He's given up no hits. The one ball pitch to Goodwin. It's a called strike in the outside corner. And the count is 1-1. So Drake Allen due up after Goodwin, then Cole Parker in the top of the Bixby lineup. Fastball outside, 2 balls and a strike. 2 runs on 5 hits, 3 Bixby errors. 2 runs on 6 hits for Bartlesville. Bruins have not committed any errors. Fastball is popped up. Shallow center field, Garrett Meidel moves to his left and in a few steps makes the catch for out number one. That is now 5 in a row, sat down by Stoops. Hunter navigated the first BHS 3-up, 3-down inning at the top of the 6th. And there's one out for Drake Allen.
Well, Stoops could get the 3-up, 3-down in this inning. That sets up Bartlesville well for the bottom of the 7th with the heart of their lineup coming up.
Yeah, Bruins have a good part of their lineup due up in the bottom of the 7th as the first pitch to Allen is called strike in the outside corner. It would be 2-3-4. Easton Hammonds, Garrett Meidel, and A.J. Archambault after John Cone made the last out of the 6th inning. Popped up right center field. John Cone moving over into the alley and makes the catch on the run for out number 2. So a couple balls by Jeremy Goodwin and Drake Allen that were decently struck but just hung up in the air enough that the Bruin outfielders were able to move underneath them. And 2-up, 2-down for Cole Parker. Leadoff man for Bixby is 0-2 today. He struck out looking, grounded to short, and also had a sacrifice bunt. As he laces one foul late on a fastball, he slices it down that right field line, and it's nothing in one from Stoops to Cole Parker. This is Parker's second at bat against Stoops. Had the sacrifice bunt against him as he pops one up into left field. Left fielder Long Anchor lost it for a moment, but Brennan regains his footing, comes in, and makes the catch for the 3rd out of the inning. 2nd in a row, 3-up, 3-down frame for Hunter Stoops. And we go to the bottom of the 7th. Bruins have a chance to walk it off. It's Bixby 2, Bartlesville 2. You're listening to Bruin Baseball. Jay Stump and Evan Farbach with you. Bill Dungy's Memorial Stadium. We've got a good one. 2-2. Bixby and Bartlesville tied to the bottom of the 7th. Bruins trying to get to 4th place in the district today. And they could tie with Bixby for 4th with a victory against the Spartans this afternoon. Bruins beat Moore 4-2 earlier, and it's still Nick Swanson on the bump for the Spartans as he faces 2-3-4 in the Bartlesville batting order. Easton Hammonds, Garrett Meidel, and A.J. Archambault. And Hammonds pounds one deep to left center field. Smith looks up. It's over his head. It bounces up against the wall. Hammonds turning towards second base. He will be held up there. It is a leadoff stand-up double off the bat of Easton Hammonds. And Bartlesville has the winning run in scoring position with nobody out.
That was a great hit by Easton. And finally, I think the bugaboo's off of Easton.
No kidding.
Great day.
Hammonds came into the doubleheader, 2 for his last 19. Easton went 2 for 4 in game number 1. He's now 3 for 4 in this game with a double. So he's got a 5-hit day after he only had 2 hits in his previous 5 games. So Garrett Meidel's up there with the winning run on 2nd. He is not bunting, and he takes inside ball 1. Tough to take the bat out of the hands of your 3-hole hitter, Garrett Meidel, although he does not have a hit today. 0-for-1 with a couple of walks in game 2. Meidel went 0-for-3 with an RBI against Moore in game 1 as Swanson steps off the back of the rubber and Hammond scrambles back to 2nd. Bartlesville tied with Bixby at 2. Bottom of the 7th, Easton Hammonds with a leadoff double. He's on 2nd base now. Once again, Swanson turns towards 2nd, and Hammonds is back sliding in. Garrett Meidel Lefty hitting, center fielder, slightly open stance as Swanson comes set from the belt, the 1-0. Hit high and deep to right center field. That could do it. Allen looks up. It's over his head, and it's gone! A walk-off two-run homer for Garrett Meidel, and the Bruins win their final regular season game of the year with a walk-off dinger from the senior on senior day. Meidel is mobbed at home plate, and Bartlesville wins it 4-2. What a bomb from Garrett Meidel. His first home run of the season. RBIs number 13 and 14 on the year, and Bartlesville wins it.
What a great hit, and what a finish. Wow.
The Bombers in the middle part of the Bruin lineup ended. Easton Hammonds pounds a double, then Garrett Meidel hits one to right center field, right over that Hideaway Pizza sign. And Bartlesville wins it on a walk-off home run, 4-2. Goodness, what a ball game. Bruins score one in the fifth, one in the sixth, and two in the seventh. And Bartlesville wins it 4-2 after they trailed Bixby 2-0. Bruins are now 12-13 on the season, 7-7 now in district play. They tie Bixby for fourth place in the district, as the Spartans drop to 17-18 on the season, and they are now also 7-7 in district play, and Bartlesville will enter regionals next week on a two-game winning streak.